It's Tuesday, the 7th of July. I'm Jackie Cameron with your BizNews Flash Briefing. Actuaries have slammed COVID-19 forecasts for South Africa, warning that they are overly pessimistic and that the damage to the economy is out of kilter with strict COVID-19 containment measures. Panda, a think tank of actuaries, economists and other number crunchers devoted to understanding COVID-19, has ripped Western Cape COVID-19 data analysis to shreds. The group says modelling by provincial health officials is catastrophically wrong and bad science. The Panda article is on biznews.com, as is an article by retired actuary Dave de Klerk, whose number crunching suggests that the number of COVID-19 related deaths is unlikely to approach 10,000 by the end of the pandemic. As of Monday, the number of people who have tested positive for COVID-19 in South Africa reached 197,000, while the number of deaths has reached 3,200. President Cyril Ramaphosa has indicated that the National Health Insurance Plan for South Africa is back in the government's sights. In his weekly newsletter to the Nation, President Ramaphosa says that, according to new research published by the National Institute for Communicable Diseases, a third of patients admitted to hospital with COVID-19 had at least one comorbidity. He says this is a significant concern in a country such as ours that also has high prevalence of HIV and tuberculosis, which are the leading causes of natural deaths in South Africa. Among the cases being made for the National Health Insurance System is that we will be able to mobilize the necessary resources to overcome the burden of these non-communicable diseases and improve the health outcomes of all our people, not just those who can afford to pay, he says. Steinhoff International Holdings rose the most in almost 3 months after the retailer confirmed that it's working on ways to settle 192 billion rands worth of legal claims. This follows the accounting scandal that almost destroyed the company. Bloomberg reports that the stock climbed as much as 26% in Frankfurt on Monday. This is its biggest increase since mid-April. Looking at world markets, Amazon.com rallied on Monday with the stock extending a recent advance deeper into record territory and taking analysts by surprise. Amazon topped the $3,000 mark for the first time. Shares rose as much as just under 5% and were on track for their fourth straight daily gain. Bloomberg reports that the stock is up more than 12% over the four-day stretch and has climbed about 80% off a March low, which has resulted in a market capitalization of about $1.5 trillion. Amazon's strong performance is attributed to a demand for e-commerce and cloud computing services, which have been in high demand during the COVID-19 pandemic. Amazon is in the BizNews share portfolio. Finally, a look at how stocks have been trading on the JSE. By the end of the trading session on Monday, Exxaro was the best performer, moving up about 6.5%. The big loser of the day was Capitec, which shed just over 7.5%. Late on Monday, 17 rand and 1 cent was trading for $1, 21 rand and 25 cents was trading for £1, while 19 rand and 25 cents would get you €1. And that brings to a close your BizNews Flash Briefing.